America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's start digging in through the eyes of D'Amico Ryans on the Detroit Lions. If you missed it, power ranking of the power rankings in the previous segment, the four that we used for that segment, two of the four had the Lions at number one, best team in football. The other two had the Lions at number two. This is a really good football team coming into town for Sunday Night Football. Here's D'Amico Ryans, asked about the Lions culture.
As seeing Detroit the past couple of years, I think you see the culture, you see the energy that Coach Campbell has brought to that team, right? You see the mindset, the toughness, physicality, right? Their style of play, it shows up on tape, you know, every week. So, and they got really good players as well across the board. They're able to add a lot of good players, a lot of good young players that are exhibiting, right, that mindset and that culture. And it's a really good team coming in here this week, and we're very excited about the matchup.
Let me give you something here, Seth, that I learned yesterday about the Lions that makes me concerned.
Okay.
Maybe not for this game, but certainly for the following game. And here's why. I'll explain myself. For this game, too. But remember that thing that San Francisco had going on, D'Amico's last year there, where the following week, every team that the 49ers played lost their next game?
Yes.
There was one exception, and I think it was the Chiefs who had a bye week the week after.
Right. The Chiefs won their next game, but they couldn't play the next week. So there wasn't a single team all season that had won their next game.
The teams that actually had a game the week after the Niners during the regular season were like 0-15 that year. Because of the swarm mentality with those guys playing defense in San Francisco.
Well, and the offense, too.
Yeah.
You know, like the San Francisco offense,
yes.
Like they run their offense the way Bobby Slowick in his mind wants to run it,
yeah.
Where they just physically mash people in the run game.
Great point, yep.
The physicality level overall is very high on San Francisco, or at least used to be.
Tennessee last week won in overtime against the Patriots. They are the first Lions opponent this season to win their game the week after playing the Lions.
No kidding.
And it was overtime at home against one of the worst teams in football. Like, they needed every ounce of everything to beat the New England Patriots. Now, granted, the Titans are no great shakes either. But you see my point. Like, the vision that D'Amico has for what this team should be and what the team was he was with in San Francisco, that's what's coming to town on Sunday, people.
And this is where we really, you know, we might have to start in on Five Reasons I Hate You early this week, because I've had a hard time. As I've noticed, as we face the NFC North, I don't have a lot of hatred in my heart for any of these cities and or the small metro region areas like Green Bay. Not quite a city, but kind of a city.
It's a hamlet. It's a hamlet.
Is it a hamlet?
I don't know. Yeah.
The Lions especially. I mean, for one, You gotta look. I'm a honorary Aggie, and you got a huge Aggie theme between Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn's
a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell has gone from a mockery in his opening press conference to now everything that he did in his opening press conference, he's done so well that you're like, hell yeah, yeah, that's the guy I want for my head football coach.
Right.
Look at that passion. Look at that emotion.
Yeah.
Jared Goff is a reclamation story.
Yep.
That, you know, he'd basically been left for dead, whatever. Yeah, we'll get rid of him in L.A. And he's turned himself into much, much more. And then Aaron Glenn, I actually, the double whammy with Aaron Glenn is that he was a teammate of mine and was one of the guys of all my teammates that I've had, he's one of the guys I respected the most.
Yeah.
He just does. He was one of those guys. He's an old soul. Like when he was 28 years old, it was like it might as well have been your great uncle giving you advice.
Yeah.
He's basically my age, but just very, very wise beyond his years.
That'll be really interesting with the Lions. Not to get too far outside of the realm of the Texans and the Lions, but as long as you're bringing that up, like the one thing you can say about Dan Campbell, he's hired really well as far as coordinators go. Like Ben Johnson is the top candidate for offensive coordinators right now and has been for a couple of years to become a head coach. And Aaron Glenn, similarly, if this defense keeps playing like it is, he will once again be a candidate for jobs. It'll be interesting down the road if those two guys leave the same way Gannon and Steichen left in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And you had kind of a culture guy at the top who's more of a CEO. You got to hire well. You got to keep hiring
well. No,
and
I think that's the whole – I think with Campbell is one of those guys which really drives home the point that, man – when you're hiring a head coach in the NFL, yes, it's great if he's also a great offensive coordinator and or defensive coordinator, but first and foremost, the job is head coach. And I think Campbell is not the offensive mastermind there. He's not the play caller. You know, he played tight end, but that's not who he is. He is a culture guy and a guy that needs to coach his coaches and do all of those other things, and I think he's done a great job of it so far. Oh, damn it. Mark Brunell's their quarterback's coach, too. Ugh.
Is he really? Are we going to be able to find... Does it need to be five reasons Sean hates the Lions this Friday?
No. That would be... I can't let our listeners down that way. It needs to be...
We'll find five. It's a big team. It's a big organization. And it's... And by the way, if we need to... We haven't had to do that this much this year, but if we need to, we'll dip into Detroit as a city, too. You know, like, we haven't had to do that very much. Remember last year when we were struggling to find reasons, we would just look up silly laws that some of the cities had and use that as reason number five?
Yeah, well, a lot of the divisional opponents, we start to, like, all right, we've already covered all these reasons that we hate, and we got to dig into the... I mean, Tennessee, this is actually just... It's almost one of the items on my platform that, like, Tennessee's laws being so permissive of first cousin marriage, I can't let that go.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, Michigan's not that way.
No, no. And devouring roadkill. You're allowed to peel your
roadkill. Okay. Another reason to make it hard to hate the Lions, Sean.
Yeah.
You know who they're
offensive line? Are we doing five reasons I can't hate you?
Five reasons I can't hate you, but soon will, okay?
Okay.
Hank, their offensive line coach, do you remember Honeybun? Hank Fraley, the center from the Eagles from back in the day?
Oh, yeah, vaguely. Yeah.
He's their lovable offensive line coach, is Hank freaking Fraley.
Dude, they sound like they've got a great, great thing going inside the building over there.
They got a former bad body, try hard guy, offensive line, played a long time in the NFL, like without having any of the measurables.
Okay.
He's their offensive line coach.
So he
and
was.
They, by the way, their offensive line, very, very good.
Incredibly good. Yeah. Well, that's. It's funny you say that. Like when I think of that D'Amico thing of. The San Francisco thing of their opponents losing every week the following week during that 2022 season, I always just think of the defensive side of it. But you're absolutely right. Like this is a Lions offensive line that loves to maul people. You know.
Yeah. Oh, and Penei Sewell is everything that an Instagram OT is not. Penei Sewell as an offensive tackle just does some freakish things on.
Really? There is that because when Penei Sewell got paid in the offseason, one of the very first tweets I saw was from Laramie Tunsil.
Did you get the side eye emoji?
Maybe even a money bag there. Yeah. So
Penei Sewell's run blocking. Different than Laramie Tunsil's run
blocking.
It's just different. It's not better or worse. It's just much different in a much better way.
It's just different, yeah.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So this is a... It's a physical team coming to town, man. It's a physical team that the analytics tell us are going to make the Dallas Cowboys game a little harder the following
All right,
week.
So this is Project Hate, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
This is what we need to do between now and Thursday. Is it Friday's too late?
Yeah.
I got to muster up some hatred for this damn Lions team.
Okay, okay.
Come hell or high water, I'm going to figure out a way to hate this blue team.
Yes.
But a bunch of nonsense.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. You're right, though. It's not going
to
be
I'm going to have to bring Matt Patricia into it somehow.
Oh, yeah.
That was the last thing I hated about the Lions was when Matt Patricia was their head coach, and he almost ran over Landry Locker with his when he was riding his. The Lions came to practice. And Matt Patricia had torn his Achilles tendon in the offseason playing basketball. So he was riding around on a four-wheeler that was camo, of course, because he's Matt Patricia.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be a tough guy. Riding his camo four-wheeler around NRG Stadium and acting like he owned the place with his stupid pencil and his stupid ear.
Do we have footage of him playing basketball, or is that what he said? He got. I mean, there's just as good a chance
I'm
he got it.
He was on spring break in Mexico, where he tends to get in trouble.
Yeah, or just running to the fridge for the last hoagie or something like that. You know what I mean? Hey, whoa! Sprinting by the guy.
Definitely, or to run out to his front porch to yell at some kids who are playing hockey in the streets or something. Yeah,
whip his pencil off his ear and throw it at him. Yeah.
Shut up, you stupid kids!
Yeah. Yeah, Matt Patricia as a head coach, that was a thing with this very Lions team, man. These are two teams that were not all that long ago in a really, really horrible place as a franchise. I will say that. This will not be – I don't think this is going to be billed by – like, we're playing a drinking game for Sunday and for the broadcast on TV. If it were before the season, I would have had preview of the Super Bowl, possible preview of the Super Bowl as one of the phrases that you would drink on in a drinking game. I don't think we're going to hear that based on how the Texans are playing right now on the offensive line. I think one of these two sides is holding up their end of the bargain. The Texans are not right now.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple things you want to see. One is, okay, whoever's playing left guard, boy, just a passable performance. Kind of like along the lines of what we saw from Ken Youngreen in the first game of the season. There's a lot of things to be really optimistic about. And there were some things to be concerned about, but the seesaw started tipping up towards the things that you need to be concerned about. And if they get passable offense, if they get passable left guard play, then they got a chance. And the other side is, all right, this defense has been playing very, very well, but they allow some big plays on the back end. Can they become the team that shuts down this high-powered offense? It's one Sunday. It doesn't mean the Lions all of a sudden are a bad offense or anything. It's the defense plays that well.
They got to tackle. There's a lot of catch and run that goes on between Jahmyr Gibbs and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sam Laporta, the tight end. That's why Jared Goff's completion percentage is so high, because they're all dink and dunk that these guys are able to catch, make a guy miss, and get big chunks of yardage out of. They got
to
tackle.
Okay, good. All right. I'm starting to hate Jared Goff already for that.
Okay? Yes.
All
okay.
Right?
Okay.
These are fake stats.
Keep that energy.
Gotcha.
All right. A trade deadline conspiracy theory on the text page that I want to get to. And what are we watching today? This is a big day across all realms of society. What is your pie of TV viewing look like today and tonight? We'll talk about that coming up next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.